She handed the book back and walked over to his window. Bobby? Not looking back at him, at least not at first. She was wearing an old shirt and her Saturday pants. The bright noon light shone through the shirt. He could see her sides and notice for the first time how thin she was, as if she was forgetting to eat or something. What, Mom? Has Mr. Bradigan given you any other presents? It's Brodigan, Mom. She frowned at her reflection in the window. Or more likely it was his reflection she was frowning at. Don't correct me, Bobby-O, has he? Bobby considered. A few root beers, sometimes a tuna sandwich, or a caller from the bakery where Sully's mom worked, but no presents, just the book, which was one of the best presents he had ever gotten. Jeepers, no, why would he? I don't know, but then I don't know why a man you just met would give you a birthday present in the first place. She sighed, folded her arms under her small, sharp breasts, and went on looking out Bobby's window. He told me he used to work an estate job up in Hartford, but now he's retired. Is that what he told you? Something like that. In fact, Ted had never told Bobby anything about his working life, and asking had never crossed Bobby's mind. What kind of state job? What department? Health and welfare? Transportation? Office of the comptroller? Bobby shook his head. What in heck was a comptroller? I bet it was education, she said meditatively. He talks like someone who used to be a teacher, doesn't he? Sort of, yeah. Does he have hobbies? I don't know. There was reading, of course. Two of the three bags, which had so offended his mother, were full of paperback books, most of which looked very hard. The fact that Bobby knew nothing of the new man's pastimes for some reason seemed to ease her mind. She shrugged, and when she spoke again it seemed to be to herself rather than to Bobby. Shoot, it's only a book and a paperback at that. He said he might have a job for me, but so far he hasn't come up with anything. She turned around fast. Any job he offers you, any chores he asks you to do, you talk to me about it first. You got that? Sure. Got it. Her intensity surprised him and made him a little uneasy. Promise? I promise. Big promise, Bobby. He dutifully crossed his heart and said, I promise my mother in the name of God.